Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show, brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. We're having a good day so far. Ripping around, kind of figuring out what we're going to do tonight. And we have plans tonight. And I know, listen to this. Jim has extra duties today over on the AM. So I don't even, oh, here he comes. We're talking about these plans that we have tonight. So we have tickets, and they're more of a lanyard. By the way, don't lose that, Jim. I gave that to you. Do you have that?
Oh, I don't know. I got it. Okay. I just saw it.
We are going to, or at least we have.
I got to remember it, though. See, it's not losing it that I have to worry about. It's because I've got it in my, you know, like my work bag that has a computer and all sorts of other stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to remember to bring that with me.
I know. You know what I did?
Maybe I'll put it in the car. Like, I'll take it out and I'll leave it in the car. Then I'll have it.
Bingo. I did that this morning.
Did
you
really?
I put it on the passenger seat. Just so I do that because my car is going to have to go with me to this party.
Yes.
We are going to the Pittsburgh Magazine Best of Berg Editors Picks Winners, whatever, something tonight at Stage AE. And we're pretty excited about it because it comes at the scheduling couldn't be better.
You're right about that.
At first we saw it, and we got invited to this thing, right? And we couldn't be more excited. We get this email, and this event coordinator, Kate, she says to us, we'd like you to come. We're excited about and they did it like a little story on our boat coverage, right, which was hilarious, that abandoned boat. And so they said, we'd like you to come to this party. We had a lot of fun with that and whatever, and we recognize, you know, crazy, zany, best of stuff throughout the city every year.
Nice.
We're like, okay. And then I get the invitation, and I show it to Jim, and it says, it's a Thursday night from like 7 to 9:30. And we're like, and normally
it's
a lot of people.
Past my bedtime, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people are generally like, oh, 7 to 9:30 on a Thursday, wheelhouse. Yeah, because you could just glide through a Friday into the weekend. It's a freaking weekend. Who cares? And we looked at it, and we're like, oh, this isn't going to work. But then saved by the porch tour,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We have the porch tour stop tomorrow coming up in the North Hills, so we don't have to get, I mean, I'm going to get up early anyway. I have my day planned out. I'm going to be up at 4 tomorrow. How about that?
Oh, goodness.
I know.
I will not be. This is what I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Tell me.
Is that normally every day, and I'm sure you're the same way, okay,
mm-hmm.
We get up early, and there's Linda lying in bed, sound asleep.
That doesn't happen in my house, but go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, well, and I leave, and she's still sleeping. And man, I'm like, it's just terrible. That's the worst thing in the world to see her. She is sound asleep, wishing I was still asleep, and then I leave. But tomorrow, the tables are turned.
What time does she get up?
I'm not sure. Oh, geez, you're going to make me yawn now.
I did that on purpose.
I don't know. Her schedule changes a little bit. It depends on what her particular task is that day in the unit. And so sometimes she gets up. Actually, she's up right now because she just texted me.
Oh.
And so she's awake early today. I think tomorrow she might be a little bit later, I think.
Okay.
Nonetheless, I think it'll be pretty easy for me to stay asleep. And even if I'm not still asleep, I'm faking it just to make her think that, you know, have the shoe on the other foot, so to speak.
All right. Now, from a logistics standpoint, it is like near the Hampton-Shaler border where our porch tour stop is tomorrow, right?
Right. There's a fine line between Hampton and Shaler.
There is. There is a fine line. I'll just give you geographics. It's near the Coons that you frequent.
It is.
Very near the Coons. Anyway, that's as close as you're getting.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's where it is, and it starts at 2 o'clock. Now, you have time to play a home game and play some golf in the morning.
Yeah, I haven't developed a strategy yet.
But you don't have to step out of your normal MO. I mean, you could kind of treat this like a Saturday in so much as you have a Saturday 2 p.m. radio show. You could operate like that, play
right.
Some morning golf. You think you're going to pull it off?
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably the move.
Probably.
That is the move for you.
I may get up early anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then just because I, you know, because I'll probably go to sleep relatively early tonight. You can only sleep so much and get to the course before anybody else. Okay. And then, you know, maybe walk a little bit different.
Okay. Maybe do that.
I could do that. Yeah. I think that's, well, if I do anything, that's what I will do.
You're going to walk and carry your bag or do you have a pull cart?
I do have a pull cart that I rarely use.
You would use the pull cart?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what is it? Is it folded up in your trunk? Is it in your...
It's in the basement.
It's in your basement? Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, the pull cart is a really interesting bridge to cross.
Well, especially here. Go ahead. I think I know where you're going here.
Like, the pull cart is, first of all, it's age specific. You know, generally, the pull cart is after, is a 50 plus sort of mechanism.
I go along with that. I might even say 60, but either way, it's for old guys like me.
And normally, pushing the pull cart is easier than pulling the pull cart if you have the right sort of kind of wrist grasp, if you will. If you can just kind of push it along. But the pull cart, I find it's just as easy to if you don't carry a zillion clubs. And this from my days of caddying, right? I've never pulled a pull cart, really. I've only just kind of tested it out. But caddies don't use a pull cart. It's just as easy if your bag isn't loaded down with a million umbrellas and rain gear and 75 clubs to just lug it on your back and go, rather than the pull cart.
You know, you're right about that. I think that...
If you have the double strap.
Yes. I believe I bought the pull cart with good intentions, and then I believe I went to Pheasant Ridge.
Ah.
And the problem with... And it's not just... Pheasant Ridge... Take any golf course around here, pretty much, except for, like, Saxon, which apparently is really flat. But there's hills. And I found that the pull cart over the first four holes at Pheasant Ridge was more trouble than carrying the bag. It was easier to carry the bag than it was to deal with a pull cart going up and down hills.
Yeah, because it doesn't, you got to, like, there's no emergency brake. You got to find a place to, like, rest it where it doesn't go up and down the hill. If you have the double strap in the stand and it's a light carry bag, and as soon as you put it down, it flips and the legs come out. Plus, with the pull cart, it is sort of geographical specific. You can't really, like, wheel it onto a green. You can't drop your bag on a green, but you could put it kind of right near the apron, you know?
Yes.
The pull cart, you kind of got to watch. With the bag, you could walk, you could rake a trap with a bag on your back. You can't do that with a pull cart.
And you know what? The carrying clubs thing is, that's an interesting concept. I mean, not carrying, but taking clubs out of the bag. Because I know I can play that course without, I would never use a 3-wood, mm-hmm. probably not use a 5-wood.
There's no reason. People carry all these clubs.
I wouldn't use my 4-iron or 5-iron. I know that. So I'll take those out of the bag. That's a great idea.
From my days of caddying, I could tell you this. You'd look at somebody's bag. They would have 17 clubs in there, 22 clubs in there.
I believe I'm not on the committee of the USGA, but I believe that that's frowned upon. I believe that's illegal.
Even as such, if it was illegal, but it wasn't, they're just playing for fun, they'd hit the same 6 clubs all the time. And you're like, why are you carrying all this stuff? And they'd have 2 umbrellas, a rain suit, you know, a rain suit. It's 74 degrees, sunny, and there's no chance of rain. Why do you have a rain suit in there? Here's a great text.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield's bag.
The double strap takes too much time to put on each time. Actually, no. You put the strap, backpack strap, you just throw right on. I'm telling you what, if you don't know how to carry a golf bag, I could get a golf bag on in not even a millisecond if you have the strap on, the cross strap.
But when you caddied, didn't you loop for two?
Well, sometimes
often
you did doubles.
Carry two bags?
Yeah, one on each shoulder. But if you had a real sometimes guys that were real good.
I know. Yeah, I
they
know
just requested
that.
Each. There were four caddies, not four caddies, F-O-R-E, but F-O-U-R, and a caddy each guy.
What if you had four caddies?
No, you never four caddy. I never four caddy when never, I caddy.
Really?
Yeah, I always stayed with my guy, just in case.
In case what?
I don't know. In case he blocked one out and pushed it into the trees, or I'll find the ball. I had confidence enough that I was going to find the ball. You didn't need to go 100 yards up and watch it go over your head. And there was no reason to give him a club and then walk ahead. Just stay with him. You'll see it. You'll go get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're like Bagger Vance.
No, it was just I found it easier. Really. Yeah, and if you're not a professional golfer, here's the other thing with these guys. A guy got a 58-degree wedge, a 60-degree wedge, a 64-degree wedge, a 75-degree wedge. Who the hell are you? Phil Mickelson. You know.
I got a funny story.
But you know what I'm saying some of these people?
I have a funny story. Played in a scramble, okay? Which is a scramble is where you hit from the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm playing with Jeff Hathorn's really – Richie Walsh was playing, okay? So Richie's got his range finder and everything else.
So Frank Thomas wasn't there?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
He was, but then he left when he saw Richie.
Yes.
So our ball is down, and Richie looks through his range finder. And I'm the worst guy. I hit first, okay? So that's great. And so I get out. It's 180 yards. Richie goes, it's 180. So I'm thinking, so I get out in a hybrid, okay, sitting there, I'm ready to address the ball. Richie goes, well, hang on. It's 183.
Like it's
so
a
I,
difference.
So, right, so I stepped away and I go, oh, wait a minute, let me get another club. You know, I mean, it's like the range, you know, the range thing is, I mean, it is handy. Mm-hmm. It is handy to have an idea because sometimes you can't tell if it's like 150, 160, 170. It does make a difference. But
who are you? Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, oh, I know. I could hit a hybrid anywhere from 150 to 190, and I wouldn't know which it was going to be on any particular swing because, you know, no two swings are ever the same.
The other thing, too, is if a course is well marked or even just decently marked, that range thing, people are, like, twisting in with binoculars or whatever. I just walk it off, find a sprinkler head, take a couple steps. And the Shenderoviches were blown away when we had the fan open. That they before they get the range thing, I'd look down at a sprinkler head, I'd look at the ball, I wouldn't even walk it off. I'd look at the sprinkler head, I'd look at the ball, I'd be like, 172. They'd get the spray, they'd get their range thing. Oh, it's 174. Oh my God, you did that with your naked eye.
It's like,
yeah,
no kidding.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not hard if you know what you're doing out there.
Nothing's worse though than when you see like a sprinkler,
mm-hmm.
You figure, oh, so then you walk over to the sprinkler, it's about like 10, 15 yards away. Then you go over there, there's no number on it.
I saw one time, it's at a public, or it's at a private course around here. It's not Longview. It may be, and it's not the field club. I forget where
it
was.
Maybe a golf club.
No, it wasn't a golf club either. But it was like, there was one, it was like 212, and then like 263 or whatever. And they mark about, and then one just, it just said, all you got.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen that before.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay. Like, if somebody's really looking at this, come on.
Have you ever seen anybody screw it up when it's 66 or 99?
No, there's a line underneath of it.
They're supposed to be, yeah.
Wow. If you can't tell the difference between 66 and 99.
I know.
You could always tell the difference between 69.
Who was better, 66 or 99? Ooh. See, there's a debate.
Oh, that is a great debate. All right, Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. We're having a heck of a day. I want to ask you about momentum to get started with the show today.
Okay.
Our old friend Mo.
Uncle
Momentum.
Mo.
Not related to Mo Mantha, but Momentum.
Mo Howard.
Yeah, we get started. We get started talking about that. This is Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.